on what to get the person who has everything, you may want to think about helping to pay part of their power bill. Eric Wingfield with Pepco says the company is once again offering customers the chance to do just that.
The idea came originally just like just providing more opportunities for our customers and just more avenues for our customers just to give out holiday gifts and be in the season of giving as well.
Wingfield says it works like any other gift card program, and it's handled through Pepco's website. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And again, recapping our top story this hour, New York police say they are responding to reports this morning of some kind of explosion near Times Square. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 24,329, the NASDAQ at 6840. Sports, the Redskins fall to 5-8 with that loss to the Chargers. The Eagles win, the Cowboys beat the Giants, in the late game, the Ravens lose a heartbreaker to the Steelers. College basketball wins for Navy and Virginia Tech. Hockey, the Caps take on the Islanders tonight. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Holiday traditions, holiday parties, holiday shopping can all be ruined by holiday weather.
A winter weather advisory has been issued.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Okay, no change. Virginia, 395. As you come up past the Pentagon and Boundary Channel, left lane still coned off, very slow through that stretch. Heading to the Wilson Bridge and around the Beltway, pretty normal backups near St. Barnabas Road, about 20-minute ride. Inner loop of the Beltway in Annandale as you make your trip slowly past 236. Lanes reported open there over near the George Washington Parkway. We had the minor crash to the shoulder out of Wheaton. Here we go. South on Georgia Avenue, that's Pliers Mill Road. Watch for activity still in the left lane, so that's after Veers Mill Road. Again, Georgia Avenue southbound. Columbia, it's been a slow go, but it looks like some of the traffic being released now. Southbound 29 at Route 32, that's your breakaway point. Then you're good to go down through Burtonsville, Fairland. You have a little bit of volume now as you head through White Oak down toward Trader Joe's. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of us seeing clouds early, but quickly into a cloud-sun mix. Partial clouds will call with sunshine, 46. Tonight, 37, suburbs a little cooler. Clouds give way to sunshine tomorrow. Windy late with a high near 50 degrees, and then colder Wednesday. Highs only near freezing. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Dumfries, 33 in Greenbelt, 36 in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. On the eve of the Alabama Senate election, the Democrat in the race is touting his celebrity endorsements. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, 8:07 here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be talking to Mark Garagos. He's an attorney representing the family of a man who was killed at the hands of police in a shocking viral video, police body cam footage out of Mesa, Arizona, rocking the country this weekend. We'll find out his reaction to the fact that the cop in that case was acquitted towards the end of last week of murder charges. Meanwhile, we're also tracking this story Bill Thompson shared with you just moments ago of an explosion reported near Port Authority bus terminal right there near Times Square. in New York City. We're at the very early stages of assessing that and what that means and the impact of it and who did it and how it happened. So we'll try and be careful with whatever facts we find out. We'll share them with you as we get them. But first, I'm Vince Colonnese. I'm joined by Chris Bedford in for the vacationing Mary Walter. Chris Bedford, the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller News Foundation. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
We're now also joined by Corey Stewart, who's joining us from Atlanta, Georgia. He's en route to Alabama, where he's going to be campaigning for Roy Moore. Corey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Glad to have you, sir. So what's that bringing you to Alabama on this day before the election?
Well, I'm down here in solidarity with Judge Roy Moore to help support him in his race for U.S. Senate. I think he's getting kind of a raw deal by the establishment, and so a lot of conservatives are down here to show solidarity with Judge Moore.
So it goes without saying, you don't think that any of the allegations against him are either credible or don't stand up to your assessments?
Well, I think the point is that they're unproven, and that, you know, we don't have proven you're guilty until proven innocent in this country. We've got you're innocent until proven guilty. It's more of a principle of the matter.
Right. I want to ask you also, we've been talking all morning about the fact that you'd be joining us. So as a result, we've gotten some questions thrown at us. One from a Gillespie supporter that I found interesting. He said that some Virginia conservatives have complained that you didn't campaign for Ed Gillespie last year or in 2014 or for Ken Cuccinelli in 2013. But meanwhile, you're campaigning for Roy Moore in Alabama, and they're looking for an explanation. Why is that?
Well, I did campaign for Gillespie. In fact, I offered to endorse him. He never wanted that. But look, we have an establishment, Republican establishment. It's very, very strong. They would rather have Democrats. They've admitted that. They'd rather have a Democrat in the U.S. Senate than Judge Moore. They'd rather have a Democrat in the U.S. Senate than me. There is a war going on between the Republican establishment and the new type of Republican who supports the president. It's going on right now. We realize that this is going on, and we're going to fight back. It's time to start punching back.
Are you seeing a lot of out-of-state volunteers or people going down? Has this become a gathering place for anti-establishment conservatives, or are you kind of on your own down there as far as people from Alabama?
No, there's a lot of people. I'm not there yet. I flew into Atlanta last time. I was about to drive over to Montgomery, but there's a lot of people here from across the country, from what I understand. Steve Bannon's down here. Cynthia Dunbar from Virginia is also down here. But I think there's going to be a lot of people, knocking on doors, making phone calls, making speeches, whatever it takes to get Judge Moore over the line.
Yeah, and obviously a lot of this race has turned on whether or not people think that Judge Moore has a character deficit in light of the allegations against him. The voters in Alabama, meanwhile, overwhelmingly just not believing the accusations, which is why he does continue to have a lot of support there. Go ahead. You have a point to make.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, somebody, they stay silent for 38 years, and then suddenly, right before a general election, they say something. It's just not believable. And she admitted that she forged part of that note in the yearbook. You don't have good enough character to be in Congress. I mean, give me a break. I mean, look at all those guys up there with all these, and so many of them are being protected. I mean, if the new standard is that if you're accused of sexual harassment, therefore you're guilty, well, then why not release the names of every single member of Congress who's ever been accused, for sexual harassment? They haven't done that. But if that's the new standard, that's what they should do. Release all the names, and we should boot all those guys out.
The accused and the accusers, by the way. It'd be nice to vet all of the allegations. I'm interested, especially, it's hard not to look at this through the light of what it is, which is to say, in addition to supporting Roy Moore, you, of course, are running your own Senate campaign. You are clearly of the belief that this is a good move in terms of rallying support to your side as you run for Senate in Virginia.
Well, I'm not really calculating things that way. I don't know if it is or not. I mean, a lot of people are just running away from this thing, but I don't believe in running away. I believe in fighting. I think that it's, I don't think it's right to run for the hills every time somebody gets accused of something. I just think that he's getting a raw deal. It's not just Democrats, it's Republicans, establishment Republicans who are trying to condemn Roy Moore for unsubstantiated sexual harassment claim that's 38 years old, and they're expecting him to prove himself innocent rather than the other way around. I think it's wrong.
So we saw Senator Al Franken on the Senate floor during his maybe resignation that's coming. He said he's going to do it. And during his few moments of self-reflection, he talked a lot about other people, like Donald Trump, Roy Moore. So if you see Roy Moore coming to victory, coming to the U.S. Senate, do you think that impacts Al Franken's chances of actually stepping down? Or maybe does he stay to fight against Republicans?
Well, I think it's a totally different situation because, I mean, Al Franken, there's photographic evidence of what he was doing. He never even denied that, you know, what he did to that that woman, that, you know, he did it. He did it. He admitted to it. It's a recent thing. And I think that, you know, Franken, in fact, I don't know why he doesn't step down right now. And if he's a sexual predator, which he clearly is, he should step down rather than endangering the lives and the safety of all those young people out in the who work in the U.S. Senate.
Today, so you'll obviously, today's the day to be doing these get out the vote efforts with the election tomorrow. Corey Stewart, what will be your activities today as you move around Alabama?
Well, we're going to be going to the rally this evening, and then tomorrow to the victory celebration. We're going to be meeting with. I know there's some meetings that are being set up right now with some key Republicans down here. And then we're just going down there. We've made it clear to the campaign. I don't want to be a trouble. You don't have to try to schedule me, anything like that. I'll do whatever you want me to do. In fact, I'll man a phone bank, whatever it takes, just to help out and roll up the sleeves and get Judge Roy Moore over the line.
All right. So for voters in Alabama, you may hear this voice today. Corey Stewart making some phone calls on the phone bank. Corey, thank you very much for joining us this morning on Mornings on the Mall.
My pleasure. Thanks a lot.
Yep. Glad to have you. 8:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Let's go to Jamie Witten now in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. I'm still watching this 395 crash for you. And if you're making your trip out of Landmark, here's the scoop up ahead as you pass the Pentagon before the bridge span. And the left side, still coned off, 395 northbound commuters trying to get in through town. Riverdale Chevrolet, heavy volume onto DC 295 past East Capitol Street, but lanes there reported open. Pennsylvania Avenue, this is an unusual delay, heading over the John Phillips Souza Bridge, right before you get onto the bridge span itself. That's where crews are dealing with the crash. So Pennsylvania Avenue, really bogged down. If you take the Suitland Parkway, you have a normal rush near 5 to get you done towards Stanton Road. Let's get you around the Beltway, topside, College Park to Silver Spring, one of our slowest stretches. Same story to the Wilson Bridge, about 15 minutes near St. Barnabas Road. And interloop through Annandale to Tyson's, a little bit of Legion Bridge at the stop and go. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy, high of 46 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy early, followed by cloudy skies overnight, a low of 37. And then tomorrow, cloudy early, then partly cloudy and windy later in the day with a high of 49. Currently in the nation's capital, 35 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by the Principal Medical Group.
This is Larry O'Connor. Invest in your health at Principal Medical Group in McLean. Same-day appointments and 24/7 access with my doctor, Dr. Jones. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Schedule a free consultation at principalmedicalgroup.com.
Hands up in the air! You do that again, we're shooting you. Do you understand?
Please do not shoot me.
Then listen to my instruction.
I'm trying to do it.
Don't talk! Listen! Hands straight up in the air. Understand me.
Yes, sir.
That was the conversation, not a conversation at all, but really that's the shouted commands of the police in Mesa, Arizona. A former Mesa police officer, Philip Mitch Brailsford, was acquitted of second-degree murder charges in the 2016 shooting of an unarmed Texas man who was on his knees in that hotel room begging for his life. His name, Daniel Shaver. Joining us now is Mark Garagos, the attorney for Daniel Shaver's widow. And Mark, I thank you, first of all, for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall. And tell us, of course, your reaction to the fact that that the police officer was acquitted last week.
Well, thank you for having me this morning. Unfortunately, I kind of expected it. I saw what was happening. It seemed to be kind of the system had kind of gamed Lainey, who was the widow, and the two girls. They kept the video under wraps. They had refused to release the video. And we had literally gone up and down the state court ladder there trying to get the video released, and they wouldn't do it. And I think precisely because they knew that there would be an outcry about this. And even to the point where when it was marked as a public exhibit, and mind you, you know, body cam videos are paid for by the taxpayers, and it was a public exhibit, and they still wouldn't release the video during the trial. And I thought part of that was just to, they knew what they were doing, and they wanted to engineer a not guilty verdict. And it's one of the problems that I see across the country whenever you have police shootings like this that are bad police shootings, and they want to protect the officers, and this is exactly what ends up happening.
So, Mark, there's been some outrage since this video has been released. We're talking about it. A lot of people are talking about it. It's a difficult video to watch. Does that do anything at this point to help with that, or is this over?
Well, the two things that you can't appeal in the under our Constitution are a not guilty verdict and a pardon. The one thing that could be done here and would be interesting to see is if this Department of Justice, the feds, came in and did like you oftentimes see, or you saw at least in the Rodney King case most memorably, where they would file against this officer federally for violating Daniel's civil rights. I don't know. It's probably above my pay grade, but that to me is the only thing that can be done from a criminal justice standpoint.
You know, it's amazing to me, watching this video, and we heard the sounds as it came in. This was sort of the exact scenario that so many people often sort of fantasize, to use the maybe the wrong word here, about when they say to police overreach or police violence. The idea that Michael Brown was maybe pleading for his life or something. We actually have video here of somebody who's actually pleading for his life, and it ends in his life being taken. I was just really struck by that story there.
This is what's so aggravating about the whole thing, at least from my standpoint. I've been doing this for 35 years. If you understood what they did and how they did this and how they engineered this, they knew that that video would cause an outcry. They knew that that video would cause a lot of attention to be paid to this case. And so what they did is make sure that that video did not get out. The jury instructions basically gave the jury nowhere to go except to say that if a cop has fear, then the cop can shoot and kill anybody. And basically, that was what the jury instruction.
And that was the judge's, Mark, that was the judge's decision not to release this video to the public.
Correct. A series of judges. I mean, it was not just one. I mean, we fought and fought and fought, literally, two different judges in the trial level. We went to the Court of Appeal. We petitioned to the Supreme Court. I will tell you, it was a little disappointing that there was not more media clamoring to get at it. I thought there was the local paper had hired a very able lawyer who assisted. But I think it was a real kind of dropping of the ball, if you will, by people who normally should be
now
wanting to get at stuff like
this. Mark, this was an open trial, right? A member of the press could have sat in on it and seen this stuff?
Correct.
So, and did that happen? Did members of the press actually witness this video?
Just local people who saw it and then made the demand that, look, you've now played the video to the jury,
right?
Release the video. And they wouldn't do it. And I've never heard of anything like that where you have a public exhibit in a public, so-called public trial, and they won't release the exhibit. I mean, to me, that's scary.
Right. So, let me just quickly recap for people, and correct me if I get any of the details wrong here. The man who was killed here, Daniel Shaver, was in the pest control business. Is that right?
Yes. He was working for his father-in-law. What his job is, he goes around to big box stores between 4 and 6 in the morning, and he kills pests, basically,
with
a pellet gun.
And he had two pellet guns in the hotel room, neither of which were on him when he was slaughtered. And apparently somebody had seen him pointing one out the window, and that's why the call came into the police officers. They arrive at the hotel, and he and a female companion come out, obey all of the orders, apparently to the best of their ability, but within his nerves, as he's trying to crawl down the hallway, his pants begin to slip. He reaches to grab his waistband to keep his pants on as he's crawling towards the officers, and at that point, they shoot him. What of the...
Five,
what,
five times, by the way, in the head and the back. And there, I don't know, you've got a family show here. I won't say the words that were inscribed on the gun that was also ruled inadmissible. So the jury didn't know that he had inscribed on his gun. And you can, I'll let you guys redact whatever you want to redact.
Right, Mark, real quick, just to, because I've got like 5 seconds here. What, something inscribed on the gun sort of glorified killing?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. That's what I assumed you were trying to say. Mark Garagos, thank you very much for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
You got it.
8:23 now on WMAL.
Looking for a home improvement company in Northern Virginia that you can trust? This is Chris Plant. I recommend Roofing and More for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
When hiring a company to replace the roof on your home, isn't it important that you, your family, and your home are treated with honor and respect? Hi, Adam Kincaid here, owner of Valor Roofing, and our company is built on these exact core principles: honor, respect, and trust. My father, a Vietnam War veteran, started and built our company upon these principles. Because of this, Valor has become one of the most trusted and hired roofers in the region. If you need a new roof, then there's no better time to call. Help me close out 2017 with a bang, and I'll help you save huge with Valor's biggest sale of the year. Now through December 31st, with Valor's end-of-the-year sale, I'll replace your roof for only $89 a month, up to 2,000 square feet. Plus, you'll get a free upgrade to high-definition architectural shingles. And as always, a portion of all profits go toward a Raise a Roof for a Vet campaign. Help us replace a roof each quarter for a veteran in need. Meet our most recent veteran roof recipient, retired Major Randy Short of the United States Army, and hear his story at ValorExteriors.com. Call for your free estimate today, 703-721-4931, or visit ValorExteriors.com.
8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by AAA out of Wheaton. Change for the better. Georgia Avenue lanes have been reopened and wow, boom, like that. Delays from Beers Mill down toward Flyers Mill easing. Volume now approaching the Beltway. That's what we're focused on. Beltway through College Park, Silver Spring. Normal outer loop delays. Inner loop into Bethesda slowing. Where we still have problems getting into town. No change. Pennsylvania Avenue over the Sousa Bridge. Inbound Pennsylvania Avenue still with crash cleanup. VDOT crews had that right in the middle of the road there, which approached the bridge span. Minnesota Avenue really taking a lot of pressure trying to merge onto Pennsylvania Avenue. And I just saw a tweet from Metro Bus. Buses are running behind schedule about 15 minutes because of the Minnesota Avenue delays. Bundle up. It's chilly out there if you're waiting for the bus. 395, still no change as you head northbound. Prior to the 14th Street Bridge, still have that left lane coned off with the crash cleanup. All of AAA's roadside assistance technicians are thoroughly screened and expertly trained. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds early, but breaking out into a cloud-sun mix today. Chilly weather, but near seasonable temperatures, 46 degrees, up near 50 by tomorrow with a gusty west wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Sijic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently Reagan National, 35 degrees, 8:27 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
American homeowners have seen an average of an almost 15% increase in their home equity since 2004. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and this door of opportunity has created over $4.2 trillion in tappable home equity. What this means for you is that if you've tried to refinance to remove PMI or are looking to cash out some of your home's equity, the time to act is now. Fannie Mae guidelines have changed this year to allow you to take more cash out of your home than in the past. With interest rates hovering at near record lows, but expectations of rising this year, you can't afford to wait. We'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. Call one of our local, licensed, and ethical loan officers today before this door closes for good. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 1832-65, consumeraccess.org.
Your doctor has said you need back surgery. That's a frightening thought. What if instead of lasers or instruments chipping away at bone and discs, there was a gentle and effective surgery to relieve your pain? What if you could wake up pain-free after a 90-minute outpatient procedure? What if just 4 weeks after surgery, you were back to the life you once enjoyed? Introducing Sonospine, a revolutionary, minimally invasive spine surgery using the precision and safety of sound. Ultrasound. The Sonospine technique decompresses pinched nerves 100% of the time, completely eliminating your pain. We're lucky to have this highly advanced FDA-approved procedure right here in Virginia. Get pain-free before the holidays. Call 855-982-1591, 855-982-1591, or go online to request a complimentary MRI review. Sonospinesurgery.com. Sonospinesurgery.com. You deserve the safety of sound. Ultrasound.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, developments out of New York and that explosion. We're getting a couple of them. We'll go to Bill Thompson now and WMAL News and more on Mornings on the Mall coming up.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL,
a Cumulus station.
News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this hour from New York. One person is in custody after what's been described as some kind of explosion a short time ago near the Port Authority bus terminal not far from Times Square. Correspondent Shimon Prokopez is there.
Police believe that this was some kind of a pipe bomb, we're told, and at least initially that's what it appears to be, and that it looks like it went off unintentionally or prematurely is how they're also describing it. That this wasn't the intended target, that this wasn't supposed to go off at the location it did, and that it went off. The person who was carrying, the person who was in custody, is injured. It's unclear if anyone else is injured, and we don't know who the person is yet.
And CNN reports that the authorities are now reportedly investigating the possibility of more than one explosive device in that area. We'll keep you posted. Authorities aren't sure yet how a 17-year-old Bethesda boy died over the weekend. The body of Navid Nicholas Saperi was found late yesterday in a wooded area off Laverock Lane. Saperi was a senior at Walt Whitman High School. Republican Roy Moore and Democrat Doug Jones are making their final pushes today ahead of tomorrow's special Senate election in Alabama. Moore is pushing traditional values as he reflects them. Jones and the Democrats are framing the election as a way for Alabama to reject its history of politicians with baggage that hampers the state. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,329, the NASDAQ at 6840. Sports sponsored by Staples, the Redskins fall to the Chargers, the Eagles clinch the NFC East with a win, Dallas beats the Giants, the late game the Steelers beat the Ravens. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Staples has great prices on mail and ship solutions to keep your business running all season long. Look for hot deals on laptops and software, accessories like earbuds, keyboards, routers, and modems, even services like PC setup and repair, all for less at Staples.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Find out how UMUC can work for you. Get started on fulfilling your dreams with one of our 90-plus programs and specializations. No application fee if you apply by December 18th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Hi, this is Larry O'Connor, and like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not the most comfortable, and so I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. They are amazing dentists. They helped me overcome my dental fear. Honestly, it's been life-changing. Their approach with me was compassionate and non-judgmental. You see, Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people who've had any dental fears can safely visit. Everything's talked about in advance, and it's all 100% permission-based, so they proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. They really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all and nagging tooth pain, if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky over at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, here we go. Lanes have been reopened. This is a change here. That left lane had been coned off for a while northbound prior to the 14th Street Bridge near Boundary Channel. Now all lanes open. Overall, have delays just through Landmark. Get a little bit of a break through Shirlington, then Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Definitely seeing delays here on Washington Boulevard as you head from 395. And if you're heading over toward us, say 110, on the trip on 66, very slow heading toward the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge crash reported as you come out of the Roslyn Tunnel. On Seven Corners coming eastbound, yep, we have some of those delays to try to get through that area down past the Home Depot. But it's going to be westbound 50 after North Carlin Springs if you're heading in the westbound direction toward Seven Corners for the crash. Now, let's go George Washington Parkway. It's been about the volume. Baltimore Washington Parkway, same story through Laurel without any incidents. Heavy delays continue to 70 into Clarksburg and now into Rockville. And in Columbia, good, you can now use 29 southbound at 32. Crash gone, as are the delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds break out into a mix of clouds and sunshine this morning, 46. Overnight tonight, 37 Beltway. Outside the Beltway, a little colder. Tomorrow up near 50 in the afternoon with the west wind starting to pick up late. Much colder Wednesday, windy with sunshine. Highs only near freezing. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 30 in Burke, 32 in Bowie, 35 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. A good morning. Good morning's on the Mall here, 837. Joined today and in for the vacationing Mary Walter, I'm joined by Chris Bedford, the editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller News Foundation and the author of the best-selling Art of the Donald, available in bookstores and online everywhere. Chris, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We are tracking sort of the latest developments here out of New York City. There was an explosion this morning confirmed near Times Square. And the latest that we're hearing, as you just heard from Bill, is that there's one person who is in custody. Just literally a minute ago, the New York Police Department has released the following statement on Twitter. Update regarding explosion at 42nd Street and 8th Avenue in subway. One male suspect is in custody. No injuries other than suspect at this time. Avoid the area. Subway's bypassing Port Authority and Times Square stations. They're right near each other. Info is preliminary. So that's what the police are saying, that the one male suspect at this point is in custody. The explosion apparently has survived that explosion. We're also seeing some reports, and again, a lot of this is preliminary, but I'll share with you the little that we know. We're seeing some reports that this was a preemptive explosion. It should not have gone off, but did. And I also know that the former police commissioner, Bill Bratton, was on this morning with MSNBC and Morning Joe. And on it, he said that this was an ISIS-inspired attack. Bratton, of course, well-regarded as a former police chief in New York, and clearly dialed into some of the good sources who would know the preliminary data here. So he's the one who's saying out loud that this was an ISIS-inspired attack.
And not only that, but he's saying, and this has not been confirmed by us, but he said, and he's got a good reputation as a good cop, is that the suspect's been here 7 years and is from Bangladesh and has pledged allegiance to ISIS. And that, so the next question is going to be, if this is all true, how did he get in here? How did he get into the country? And what was he doing here?
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer is on the line with us this morning, responding rapidly. Thank you, Tony. Very glad to have you here as we break down this news. Do you have an initial reaction to seeing the news out of New York City this morning?
Well, yeah, look, Vince. The guy's lucky that the NYPD got him and not the New York City commuters, because that guy would be, pulverized by now. I mean, this is causing massive disruptions. And to the second point, they dodged a bullet. This guy, according to my sources on the NYPD, had multiple devices on him. So to your point, you guys mentioned, yeah, it went off early, and that's why he was injured and no one else. But this was not going to be a one-of. This man was out to hit multiple targets during a critical time, which is always rush hour in New York City. And for anybody who knows this area of down, you know, he is literally at the heart of the transportation hubs of the city. This was meant to cause maximum disruption and inconvenience. And more importantly, if these things had been properly placed, while not big, apparently they were pipe bombs, and they would have caused a lot of incidental injuries, a lot of blood and other things. So in short, this was meant to create maximum terror for the environment in which this was being done. And this guy is apparently, as you guys mentioned, he's from Brooklyn, Middle Eastern guy, and you know, all indicators are this was one of the attacks ISIS warned us that they were going to do.
You know, it's amazing. I'm shocked a little bit, actually, by how quick we have a bio on this guy of any kind. It'll be interesting to see if it upholds up. I imagine it probably will, given the nature of the people who are reporting it this morning, to include Bill Bratton. But this, as you mentioned, is, of course, a dense commuter space. The Port Authority bus terminal just sort of consumes and disseminates all of that New Jersey bus traffic into New York City, and is just a block away or so from Times Square. It's at the heart of human activity in New York City. I can't imagine where this guy wanted to go. I don't know precisely where, as we're finding out details here, where in the subway terminal area he was, but I don't think he was on a train just yet.
No, he wasn't. I think he was in one of the queue areas, staging areas, and I think that's why it was good, if you will, if there was any good events to come out of this, it was good it happened where it did, outside of the more confined spaces. And to your point, Vince, I mean, we don't know where he's going to go, but again, you've got, I think, from there, four blocks is Penn Station. You've got, I think, 8 or 10 blocks. You've got Grand Central Station. It's not difficult to move around all the transportation hubs rapidly. rapidly once you're down. I mean, literally, you could do that on foot. So this guy, I think, was at the beginning of his adventure, if you will. And fortunately, he was apparently a bad bomb maker. And to your point, though, I mean, look, the NYPD is tracking any given time probably between 50 to 100 individuals they suspect may be up to no good. And while they're amazing, there's a lot of things that they do to prevent things we never hear about. That, you know, one guy like this can get through. But again, the good news is, if there's any, is that this thing went off prematurely. They got him before he could do much more damage. But I think, Vince, it reminds us this time of year is the time that ISIS has said it's going to maximize its attempts to do attacks against the homeland.
Meanwhile, two quick statements for you. We know the New York City mayor, Bill de Blasio, is en route to the scene, according to his office, and that the president of the United States, according to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, has been briefed on the latest. We'll keep tracking it. We're going to hold Tony here for a moment. Tony, if you can stay with us.
Oh, sure.
We'll keep talking about this. We have Bill Bratton's comments this morning as well to share with you in a second. 6:43 on WMAL.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
At Advance Auto Parts, we offer you the quality parts you want and knowledge you need. And we're always looking for ways to help you save. Right now, get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or High Mileage Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Extended Performance Oil Filter for only $29.99. Plus, get an extra quart for just $5.99. Limit 2 quarts. Only at Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts stores. Advance Auto Parts. Where oil is priced like it should be. See store for details. Limit 5 oil change specials per customer.
iCarpool I-66. We can still carpool and ride free on I-66 during rush hour.
Sometimes we even get work done.
And sometimes we get to nap.
Now anyone can use I-66 express lanes inside the Beltway during rush hour. If you're carpooling, travel free with EasyPass Flex. If you're driving alone, pay with EasyPass.
iCarpool I-66.
Get your EasyPass or EasyPass Flex today. Learn more at 66expresslanes.org.
More on the breaking news out of New York in a moment. It's 8:45 now, though, and let's go to WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince. And for commuters in Virginia, 66, if you're heading westbound, alert, alert. If you're coming off of the Beltway or out of Falls Church, westbound 66, now they've stopped all the traffic with this crash. It's just after the Beltway before you get to Nutley Street. Tractor trailer involved initially had the far left and far right getting by, but seeing a lot of walking around here, fire trucks, ambulance, police on the scene. So if you're coming off of the Beltway and you haven't committed to 66, I'm not sure how long it's going to take to get a lane open, but you might want to head beyond or bail out before. Take 123 if you're coming before that area, or say 529, 50, any option you can do. But again, nobody's moving on 66 westbound just after the Beltway with this crash. Getting into Seven Corners, we're also struggling westbound in that area. Crews tell me they're making progress of opening the lanes westbound 50 after Carlin Springs. 395 north at the 14th Street Bridge. Crash is gone. And again, I'll keep you posted on any movement on 66. Still shut down just west of the Beltway going westbound. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice dry drive in this morning. More of the same this afternoon. Temperatures up a little, then back down by midweek. Clouds break out into a mix of clouds and sunshine this morning. 46 overnight tonight. 37 Beltway. Outside the Beltway, a little colder. Tomorrow up near 50 in the afternoon with the west wind starting to pick up late. That's a cold front coming in. Much colder Wednesday. Windy with sunshine. Highs only near freezing. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 36 degrees, 847 on WMAL. Here's Bill Bratton on Morning Joe this morning.
Do you have any late information on what happened there?
The preliminary information from police sources, and I emphasize your world, my former world, preliminary, subject to change. It is a man in his middle 20s, probably, possibly from Bangladesh, been in the country about 7 years, who supposedly was setting the device off in the name of ISIS. So definitely a terrorist attack, definitely intended. As to whether the device malfunctioned or didn't function correctly, that'll have to be determined. As of the moment, he is apparently the only injured person in terms of from the event. Mm. Possibly others from the noise of the explosion, maybe ear issues. Police have him in custody, talking with him. Again, this information is all preliminary. There will be a significant investigation of the area in question, as you might imagine, that right. bomb squad, etc. There will be delays down at the Port Authority throughout most of the day while they conduct that investigation. It was in a passageway between the subway system and the Port Authority, between 7th and 8th Avenue, and that's the preliminary information.
That's Bill Bratton. He served 2 terms as the New York City Police Commissioner and considered a very credible former police commissioner of New York City. On the line with us, Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, who said that also he has his own sources within the NYPD who've been giving him some intel here. Does that square with your impression, Tony?
Absolutely, yeah. As I mentioned earlier, this is kind of an acute area where you have people moving to and from the various areas of transportation. And again, as we, I think, Mr. Bratton didn't say it, this was meant to be an attack right at the heart of rush hour, meant to cause maximum disruption. And again, I don't think this guy was only going for that location. I think if he was able to get something laid down, again, within just a few blocks, you've got Penn Station and you've got other transportation hubs which are readily available. So the other thing that always happens at this point in time is that they're looking for other individuals who may be involved, as well as other individuals who may be trying to do the same thing. So far so good. It doesn't look like anybody else was this was not a multiple principal attack, if you will. But that doesn't mean that others aren't going to be attempted later on in the season.
Bangladesh, by the way, is home to about 150 million Muslims. Do you have any preliminary sense of how important Bangladesh is going to play into this?
Well, that's a good question, Vince. You know, Bangladesh has not been one of the larger notable countries that are a source of radicalization or radicalism. But to your point, yes. I mean, look, Bangladesh and India both have very large Muslim populations. And as a matter of fact, the largest Muslim population on the planet is actually in India, which people don't generally know. I think this is more about, especially since this guy was here a number of years, according to Bratton. And again, this is emblematic of several others where we've had children of individuals who came here legally
right.
become, quote-unquote, radicalized. So I think this is something else we have to look at regarding how do these individuals become affiliated
right.
with the most radical elements of Islam.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, thanks for your insight this morning. We'll keep tracking this all as it develops on WMAL. It's 8:50 now.
It's called MediShare, and it's affordable, biblical health care. And if you're wondering, what does that mean? Well, ask the people who are already members, like the Badger family. It's a big family, by the way.
We have 7 boys, 3 girls. We live out in the country. We homeschool.
And they thank God for MediShare, especially after one of their babies was born with spina bifida, and the total bill was about $250,000. MediShare members met the entire need and sent them cards and letters letting them know they're praying for them.
MediShare is, I mean, we love it. With myself being self-employed, owning my own business, MediShare was a great option as far as affordability. With MediShare, as far as like all of our stuff, it's always come through.
Yeah, more and more people are doing this, and you can see why. Hundreds of thousands of Christian believers sharing, and that is a beautiful thing. Find out more. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
As if getting a good night's sleep wasn't hard enough. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Deciding to have children is hands down the best decision my wife and I have ever made. But having done it 3 times, I'll tell you, it's sometimes not easy. And a new study out of the University of British Columbia tells me why that might be. Researchers there found that when infants had trouble sleeping, it didn't just make parents tired, it made them depressed as well. The study's lead author says that parents can end up questioning their competence to care for their children, or even thinking that they are bad parents. So how can you make yourself feel better? Well, get help learning how to teach your baby to self-soothe. And don't be afraid to ask your partner or another family member or friend for help. You see, everyone needs a little break every now and then. I know that I certainly did. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Have pain you can't ignore? Then try first-in-class relief from SalonPass. SalonPass pain relief patches have everything you need in one clinically proven solution. They're the strongest label pain reliever available without a prescription. Safely relieving pain for up to 12 hours. And SalonPass is the first and only FDA-approved OTC topical pain reliever. For first-in-class relief, get SalonPass pain relief patches in the green box with a blue wave.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single. Except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth? Can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full-mouth implant restoration teams in the D.C. area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full-mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth and be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
It's 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, there's no change with the crash on 66 westbound. So listen up closely, please. If you're coming out of Falls Church or either loop of the Beltway to go west on 66, heading out towards, say, Nutley Street 123, please do not commit. Right in the center of the roadway, they're dealing with this incident with a tractor trailer. Doesn't look like the normal activity with the crash. There's a lot of walking around. No additional fire and rescue coming to the scene, but they have the lanes coned off 66 west just as you come off of the Beltway. So start planning for your options if you need to get out toward that point. Take 123, 29, 50. If you're joining on from Nutley Street to go west, you're beyond the crash. So you can take that in that stretch. Eastbound, all of your travel lanes are open. Important to note, still have some delays on Pennsylvania Avenue getting into town, but the crash on the Sousa Bridge, that has been cleared. I'll continue to keep you posted on this 66 situation going west, the west of the Beltway. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here's a way you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off Spot Hero. Park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Not too bad of a looking Monday. Some overcast early, but becoming partly cloudy. So a decent looking day. But on the chilly side, 46. Tomorrow will become windy near 50. For the Weather Channel, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, 36 degrees, 857 on WMAL.
You hear that? You've got to listen carefully. That's the near silence of a Peloton. But there's more to this sound than you think. That's the sound of a live studio cycling class happening right in your living room. That's the sound of a thousand other riders pedaling with you at the same time. That's the sound of you pedaling faster and pushing yourself further.
Let's get it in 3, 2, 1.
That's the sound of New York's best instructors coming to you live every single day.
Come on, find that beat.
That's the sound of riders right next to you while you're still at home. This is the sound of giving it all. This is the sound of showing up. This is the sound of a new personal best. This is the sound of the best gift on the planet. This is the sound a Peloton makes. You ready to make some noise? This holiday, give the gift of Peloton at onepeloton.com. Visit our showroom at Tyson's Corner to experience Peloton for yourself.
If your IRS tax debt is out of control, if you're over your head in monthly payments, there's a secret the IRS doesn't want you to know. If you have more than $5,000 in tax debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from individuals who owe back taxes. Participation and special initiatives by the IRS can reduce your payments by thousands of dollars. National Tax Credit Group is now offering free information on how to virtually eliminate and settle your tax debt once and for all. To see how much you could save, call the special service hotline before the program expires. Simply call this number, 800-519-6164. Don't miss your chance to reduce your IRS tax debt by thousands of dollars. Be protected and never contact the IRS without speaking to us first. In just 10 minutes, we could save you thousands. 800-519-6164. 800-519-6164. 800-519-6164.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 9 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Every weekend, host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 9 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding here on WMAL.
All right, tomorrow, Larry Kudlow, Tony Schaefer, Tina Brown, the latest on the New York bombing, and Chris Bedford, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And make sure to buy Chris Bedford's book, The Art of the Donald, bestseller. The president loves it, and so should you. Chris Plant.
What?
Welcome, sir.
Why, thank you. What are you guys doing?
You know, just hanging out.
Hanging out.
Doing our thing.
Doing news.
Got a couple of things going on here today. I'll try to get to all of them. I ran out of time.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 9. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. An explosion this morning in New York City. It happened at a busy transit hub in the middle of the morning commute, below ground a block away from Times Square, says correspondent Steve Kastenbaum.
The crude pipe bomb went off at a pedestrian passageway in the subway beneath the Port Authority bus terminal in Midtown Manhattan, according to NYPD sources. They say that they have one person in custody and that a few people were injured. No word yet on the condition of those people.
Correspondent Bryn Gingras has more on that person who's in custody.
This person, this man, was wearing this device, and it was a homemade device. We learned this through sources, and it either didn't detonate according to plan or it somehow malfunctioned when it was supposed to detonate. That's what we're hearing preliminary from these sources.
Again, so far, no word on those possible injuries in this morning's explosion in New York City. We'll keep you posted. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser's office says they, too, are keeping on top of the events in New York. Grief counselors are on hand today at Walt Whitman High School in Bethesda. After the weekend death of a senior at the school, 17-year-old Navid Nicholas Saperi was reported missing early yesterday. His body was found late in the day in Bethesda, says Montgomery County Police Commander Paul LaCoury.
Officers came across the missing male, and he was found deceased in the wooded area in the 6500 block of Lave Rock Lane.
Police say it is not clear yet how Saperi died. Republicans in Washington are preparing for whatever voters in Alabama decide tomorrow in the Roy Moore versus Doug Jones special Senate election. What if Roy Moore wins?
If he wins, we have to seat him. Then there will immediately be an ethics investigation.
That's Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina on NBC's Meet the Press. While scholars and Republicans agree the Senate cannot refuse to seat Moore, if, as Scott suggested, the Ethics Committee contacts women who've made claims against Moore, there could be a recommendation of expulsion. The Constitution allows that only if two-thirds of the chamber agrees.
Correspondent Bob Costantini. Mandatory evacuations continue in Southern California because of the threat posed to life and property by huge wildfires.
This is Southern California's largest wildfire, the Thomas Fire, and it is marching closer and closer to Santa Barbara, further northwest, fueled here by wind and dry brush. It has been some 250 days here in California without any sort of significant rain.
Correspondent Kyung Law. It's a lofty goal. America's Adopt-a-Soldier group wants to get 300,000 cards and letters to veterans and active duty service members this Christmas.
I know we can do it.
Founder of America's Adopt-a-Soldier group, Mary Keezer, says the letters and cards go a long way. A service member stopped by one year and showed them the crumbled-up care letter he received as part of the group's national letter campaign.
It was a child's little drawing of a little Christmas tree and a house and just, you know, thank you for your service. I want to grow up and serve my country and little flag. And he had